in spiritual life, we are often expected to do a lot more than others in terms of being patient, tolerant. But if we are judged or misjudged by others, what should we do at that time? There are three different things involved over here. First is that we can never satisfy everything. The easiest way to make ourselves miserable is to try to make everyone happy with us. We just can't do it. So some people, no matter what we do, they are going to be dissatisfied. So we just have to understand what service I have to do in my life and continue doing that service. And people will speak something about us, but if we are consistently doing our service, then our actions will speak louder than words. Now, having said that, there are certain devotees who are important for us, some of our spiritual guides, those who are in positions of authority or positions of what are they guiding us. Now, with them, we can also give a clarification. Especially if we have one or two devotees who understand us well, then they can become as a bridge between us and others. And through them, we can convey our side of the story, and then it can be clarified to others also. That's the second thing. We don't have to bother about what everyone is thinking about us. But if important people, we clarify, that is enough. But sometimes it happens that nobody seems to understand us. Now, I'm giving this whole answer based on the assumption that we are actually being misjudged. Sometimes it may be that we have also done something wrong. That's a different situation. But assuming that we are misjudged, if whatever we do, nothing seems to be clarifying, nothing seems to be resolving things, then that is the time we should know that this is the time for us to exhibit some tolerance. Tam sitichya swabhava. Because what happens, sometimes certain karmic reactions come to us in particular ways. So it is not just that particular action to which we are getting the reaction. This is a small thing, why are you making so big? Do you understand that? It is not just that small thing. Yes, the small thing has become big, but there is some karma involved in the past. If we look at our life and other situations, we may have made some big mistake, but we got away without any penalization for that. So in the long run, actually life balances out. So when this happens, when we find that, here there is misunderstanding, there is misunderstanding, we just know that this is a bad patch we are going through in our life. So when we understand this is a bad patch, what can we do? Tolerate it. When everything in life, everything in the material world is temporary, the pleasures are temporary and the problems are also temporary. So even if there is a misunderstanding, everybody, in Kali Yuga, people's memories are short. So, today there is one controversy, there is one misunderstanding, and tomorrow they will find some other misunderstanding, some other controversy. And once they go to second, third, fourth, by the time they come to fourth or fifth, the first one is already forgotten. So, we shouldn't take it too seriously. It's at that time, know that they are going through a bad patch, and don't overreact. Just continue doing what we are doing as well as we can. And over a period of time, the misunderstanding goes away. So, we should just focus on our service to Krishna. And as a service, we can try to clarify. But if the clarification doesn't work, we understand that clarification I did, we should be attached to the fruits of our work. So sometimes we also have to apply that to clarification. We shouldn't be attached to the fruits of clarification. Sometimes we may offer a clarification and things may not get clarified. So you understand that as long as the main service to Krishna is going on, then sometimes some clarifications may work, sometimes things may not work. If we're consistently serving, consistently doing our best, over a period of time, things will get clarified.